Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We won the popular vote by big numbers and won counties in our country.
Okay, can I be the one to say that I think it's kind of neat that the thing we use to drown dummies out is a chant of the country name? I kind of like that. You know, it usually works. You can be real loud like that. But why were the Democrats booing over Trump talking about how... Is it because they don't think he's got a mandate? I've talked before about how this notion of mandate is so misunderstood. You don't get more or less of a mandate. You either get elected or you don't get elected. You either are the coach or you're not the coach. You know, you either are in charge or you're not in charge. And Trump is in charge. Unless he gets impeached. Seems unlikely. You know, so this notion of like, the mandate is you win. I hate to be like the quote of Vin Diesel, but whether you win by an inch or you win by a mile, you win. You're the president. That's it. That's all there is to it. So, you know, I don't know why they're booing exactly.
And won counties in our country, 2,700 to 525, on a map that reads almost completely red for Republican.
So somewhere along the line here, you had Al Green, you know, standing up of Texas with his cane and... You know, everybody's wondering, who's that? I've never seen him before. I mean, he's been around for a long time. But, you know, he's just, you know, troublesome Al Green from Texas. He probably is going to go home and fundraise on this.
Now, for the first time in modern history, more Americans believe that our country is headed in the right direction than the wrong direction. In fact, it's an astonishing record, 27-point swing, the most ever.
And I love that, you know, Trump just kind of keeps talking over him, ignoring him, pretending he's not really there. And eventually, Speaker Johnson is like, I've had enough.
Small business optimism saw its single largest one-month gain ever recorded, a 41-point jump.
Members are directed to uphold and maintain decorum in the House and to cease any further disruptions. That's your warning.
No, we will not.
Members are engaging in willful and continuing breach of decorum, and the chair is prepared to direct the sergeant at arms to restore order to the joint session.
I never cheered so much for a Speaker of the House ever. But yeah, get him out of there if he won't behave.
Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat.
He has no mandate. He's the president.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant-at-arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Gotta go, bro. And here's the thing. I wouldn't normally focus much on protesters, hecklers, and the like because they're illegitimate participants. If somebody is there to give a speech, the code pink nonsense, I usually don't report on it because it's not news. This weirdly is news, not for the reason the Democrats think. It's news because they, there's no polite way to say this. They showed their ass on national television. They looked like idiots. I mean, I have a hard time believing. Maybe it's true. Maybe there's somebody that's a Democrat that was watching this. Yeah, you go, guys. You show him. You get your black protest ping pong paddles. You show him. You put white words on the back of your T-shirt. Yeah. Al Green, my hero. I mean, really? Please. Like, I always forget the Markley Van Camp and Robbins. I always forget the third guy's name in the afternoon. I really like their show, our afternoon or our midday show from 11 to 2. They made the comment the other day when the announcement was that Tim Walz was running again, and he said, "Biggest in-kind contribution Republicans could ever get." That's what I thought of this last night. I'm like, Trump can't run again, but you just elected J.D. Vance or whoever gets the Republican nominee. Like, in the midterms? Oh, go ahead, keep this up. You learned nothing. You have learned nothing. You're not even the party of protest. You're the party of stupidity. Like, it's really weird. And listen, I have a lot of Democrat friends, and I am sure they were not watching the TV proud of their party. They were head in their hands. Oh, my God. How can we make it any worse? We can't. This is so bad. And that, to me, was the takeaway. In addition to super entertaining. It's super entertaining. And, you know, listen, I am not, whatever you want to call it, a Trumper, a Trump loyalist. I will never wear a MAGA hat, okay? I have been as critical of Trump as anybody can be that didn't vote against him, okay? And I'm probably more critical of him than even some people who did vote against him, okay? He drives me crazy, and I think some of the things he does are terrible and stupid and okay. But some of the things he does, a lot of things he does, really make sense, and I voted for him. But if he does well, I will praise. If he does poorly, I will criticize. I thought this was maybe the best joint address State of the Union speech I've seen. And it had it all from just purely from a showmanship perspective. You know, we're giving cars away. Well, not cars, but, you know, it wasn't quite Oprah. But it was, you know, pretty close. Secret Service appointments, you know, naming forests after people. I mean, it was pretty, you know, announcing hostages returned and, you know, heads of terrorist organizations captured and, you know, cartel leaders extradited from Mexico. I mean, and, you know, then you read the letter. And it's probably a real letter, but you, you know, you read the letter from Zelensky. I mean, in addition to throwing out Al Green, like if you could have paid Al Green to behave this way and get thrown out, and paid the Democrats to behave this way and to wear the pink and the 2 days or whatever after the vote against protecting women in sports, and to, you know, have the ping pong paddles of protest, you know, like. You could not have paid them to do more to help Republicans. That's a show. That's, you know, pretty good show. And then there's the Democrat response. We'll get to that later. Anyway, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. Did you have a key moment? Did you have a favorite moment? I'm going to run out of show time before I talk about the stuff from last night. I have seen Trump give speeches that made me just put my head in my hands like, I cannot believe this is our guy. That speech last night made me proud to be an American. It did. I thought, I mean, not some people's behavior, but I thought, like, we really are on the right track. He really is doing a lot of the right things. Maybe not all the right things, but a whole lot of them. Anyway, John's got traffic for us. John?
Still rolling accident-free right now. I-10, I-110 are still looking good. Even Highway 90 is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, somebody says, now Republicans are pro-decorum. Where were they for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Boebert heckling Biden? I said they were wrong. I don't know what most Republicans or most talk show hosts have done, but you're listening to me right now, right? You're listening to me right now. I criticize them. I don't care if it's Joe Wilson. I don't care if it's Marjorie Taylor Greene. I don't care who's doing the heckling. Hecklers have no place. Respect the thing. Respect the process. You're not entitled. Every time, you know, there's some congressional hearing, usually for confirmations, and people protest, and I ignore it, unless I play it in order to say this isn't news, and I wish our news people would stop covering it, because if you ignore it, it might happen less. You're giving them what they want. You're giving them air. So, yes, decorum, always. And, yes, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, I don't care. They're wrong for doing it. 437-1620. Somebody says that my favorite part was the America's back. Oh, yeah, that's a good line right in the beginning. And followed up in the end with a lot of stuff in between. Oh, my God, how many things can you announce? Major things can you announce? And I'm not even talking about the Oprah giveaways and the Obama human props stuff, which, by the way, I've never been a favor of the human props. You know, the, hey, here's somebody from South Carolina and here's somebody. But it was masterful use of them last night. It didn't feel contrived or forced or artificial, which in comparison, I don't know if you watched DeSantis' State of the State address yesterday. Oh, that is not strong. It was just, listen, some of the things he said were very good, but not particularly well delivered. And every time somebody was in the audience, it was the human prop, you know, the proof of the pudding. It was kind of like, yeah, no, go stand up now. Okay, now sit down. I'm like, it was very just awkward. And I don't know if it's because he's not comfortable with it or doesn't know how to work a crowd or what, but it was the exact opposite. And it was an interesting contrast. So, yeah, but the major policy stuff that he was, I mean, big. Like, it was at the end, but.
To boost our defense industrial base, we are also going to resurrect the American shipbuilding industry, including commercial shipbuilding and military shipbuilding.
That you may not hear a lot of that, about that. That is a major issue. And the fact that the Secretary of the Navy is on board with this, that the president takes time to mention it. I mean, the Golden Dome stuff, I think this is ludicrous. I do not think we'll ever get it. I don't think it's possible. I think that the technology is not even close, and it's cost prohibitive. Because of the nature of our land, the nature of space, what intercontinental ballistic missiles do functionally, comparing it to Iron Dome in Israel is nuts. They're completely separate kinds of things. I actually got into this a couple of months ago when Trump was speaking on it, and I went and read a whole bunch of articles on, you know, where we are, what can be done, and why it's not being pursued. Because just can't be done. I mean, you know, they said you couldn't go to the moon. I get it. But like the notion that it's just some, you know, well, Israel has it, so we should have it. No, I mean, it's not going to happen. Okay, so that's not really a serious thing. I mean, I think he's serious. I just don't think it'll ever happen. And if I'm wrong, I would love to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But then he turns to the Panama Canal.
Further enhance our national security, my administration will be reclaiming the Panama Canal, and we've already started doing it.
The what? Now, not the what in terms of justification. If you actually look at the terms of the deal, we are allowed unilaterally to declare that Panama is in violation and take it back. Like, that's actually allowed. But the fact that he announced we are taking it back, this is not just a theory anymore.
Just today, a large American company announced they are buying both ports around the Panama Canal.
That's important. I didn't know that was going to happen. China right now controls both of them, former military bases. I think that's right, military bases. Anyway, controlling either end. Not controlling, but, you know, having access at either end.
It was given away by the Carter administration for $1. But that agreement has been violated very severely. We didn't give it to China. We gave it to Panama, and we're taking it back.
Wow. I mean, that's a pretty definitive declaration of intent, right? And then switching gears to a different land grab issue.
And I also have a message tonight for the incredible people of Greenland. We strongly support your right to determine your own future. And if you choose, we welcome you into the United States of America. We need Greenland for national security and even international security, and we're working with everybody involved to try and get it. But we need it really for international world security. And I think we're going to get it. One way or the other, we're going to get it. We will keep you safe. We will make you rich, and together we will take Greenland to heights like you have never thought possible before.
As a source of, I believe, the rare earth minerals, but also as a strategic positioned asset, I mean, he's right. It's tremendously valuable to us if you can pull it off. But saying that we're going to get it one way or the other, interesting. I don't think you have the justification. We can literally go take the Panama Canal. I actually don't think he's wrong about that. We cannot just literally go take Greenland. He's not wrong about that. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is exactly right. I get a super Trumper text me at 437-1620. Your Trump derangement syndrome is showing. I literally just said it's one of the best speeches I've ever heard given by a president. And I'm explaining to you why it was effective and how bad Democrats are. Y'all are funny. Anyway, 437. It's actually, you know how Trump said last night that no matter what I do, I could cure cancer and Democrats would boo me. I can praise Trump and I'll be criticized for not being pro-Trump enough. I can criticize Trump and I'll be criticized for being a Trump bootlicker. Like, if you can't win. but I hope you keep listening. 625 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, I have tickets to give away. Switching gears slightly. Speaking of the 100 minutes of Trump last night, I have Pensacola Opera presents Leoncavallo Pagliacci. Why would they do that to me? It's not fair. Don't make me say Italian names. Anyway, it's an opera. It's a Pensacola Opera presenting it. We have tickets for March 14th and March 16th. I have a pair of tickets to give away to you if you would like to go to see this. I'm sure it is going to be fantastic. Let me just make sure I'm giving away the right thing because all of a sudden I doubted myself. Yeah, I do. So let's go. 437-1620, a pair of tickets. You got to come to the station, pick these up. You can be caller number four right now, 437-1620. Before he takes your phone calls, he's going to tell us about traffic on the fives. John Pickens.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Not seeing any issues that are going to cause you delays this morning. I-10, I-110 are looking good. Just a minor slowdown starting to accumulate on 98 just east of the Navarre Beach Bridge. Just congestion through that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. When you buy a Subaru, you're buying more than a vehicle. You're buying an investment that holds its value and something that will last a long, long time. In fact, according to Experian Automotive, 96% of Subaru Crosstrek and Forester vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today. And during the Subaru Lot to Love event, you can get 2.9 for 48 months on 2024 Crosstrek models. Or get 1.9% APR financing for 72 months on 2024 Forester Wilderness models. No matter which one you choose, both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence on the road ahead. Love begins with trust, and you're going to love the trustworthy Crosstrek and Forester Wilderness from Anderson Subaru. Highway 29, just north of Car City. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Longevity based on Experian Automotive vehicles in operation versus total new registrations for model year 2014 through 2023 as of December 2023.
Varis Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at varishp.com. Varis Health Partners.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Today at 10 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, please join us as a Dana Elder will be here to enlighten us on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Do they have a code clearance?
It's an older code, sir, but it checks out.
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. We've got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump vowing to bring back law and order to America's city and towns from his joint session of Congress last night. He said he'd be fixing a justice system that was turned upside down by radical left lunatics.
When he waved his hand at the Democrats in saying it. Go on.
Dozens of police officers in Los Angeles are facing criminal charges on suspicion of running gladiator fights at a juvenile hall. 30 officers that all work at the Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall in Downey apparently have been named in a grand jury indictment that says they allowed and in some cases encouraged fights between youths at this facility between July and December of 2023.
Good Lord.
And the Washington Capitals are in New York today to take on the Rangers at Madison Square Garden. Another chance for Alex Ovechkin to get a little bit closer to passing Wayne Gretzky's record for the most goals in NHL history.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620 if you want to weigh in on this. Oh, where did I? Dang it, I don't have it fast enough. There was a pretty good line from the State of the State address yesterday that DeSantis had that I don't have time to play. But you're mentioning of the hockey. It was about how tourism, that's right, it was about how tourism is way up, and apparently the protests from Canada aren't that great.
Includes 3.3 million visitors from Canada. That's not much of a boycott in my book. Maybe they wanted to get a glimpse of what a Stanley Cup winning hockey team actually looks like.
Oh, sick burn, bro. Well done.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Addressing Congress, President Trump says he's done more in his first 43 days back in office than most get done in 4 or 8 years.
It turned out that all we really needed was a new president.
Speaking there specifically about a drop in illegal immigration, he announced the capture of Mohammad Sharifullah, accused of planning the 2021 Kabul, Afghanistan airport bombing.
And he is right now on his way here to face the swift sword of American justice.
Texas House Democrat Al Green was escorted out for heckling. Others turned their backs and left or interjected or held up signs. The official response from Michigan House Democrat Alyssa Slotkin.
America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way.
The president's speech last night, nearly 100 minutes, including the interruptions, the longest ever on record to a joint session of Congress, about 11 minutes longer than President Clinton's address in 2000. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 61 degrees right now. Sunshine this morning in Pensacola. Escambia County students are preparing to unplug their smartphones later on this week. Friday is the National Day of Unplugging. The Escambia School District is taking the day to unplug and focus on personal interaction. School Superintendent Keith Leonard says their idea came from the Student Advisory Council, who collectively identified technology as a big problem in Escambia County schools. A 73-year-old man has died after a crash at Barrancas and Nimitz Avenue yesterday in the early afternoon. According to FHP, a witness stated a Dodge truck was heading west on Barrancas when an El Camino pulled out in front of that truck. The truck driver attempted to avoid the collision. Troopers say the truck was being driven by a 29-year-old Pensacola man. That man was life-flighted to Baptist Medical Center. The El Camino was driven by a 73-year-old Pensacola man. He died at the scene of that crash. Well, Florida leads the state because it tackles the big issues and delivers results. That from Governor DeSantis yesterday in the State of the State address. He said nobody's done more to fulfill the historic mission of delivering on President Trump's mandate to end the illegal immigration crisis. Also, he said Florida led the way in creating a strong economic environment with the number one ranked economy 2 years running. The governor also said that Florida leads in entrepreneurship, new business formations, and GDP growth among large states. His speech came on the first day of the regular legislative session. A social media influencer says they're sorry for calling for Senator Rick Scott to be killed. Hassan Piker was streaming on Twitch recently when he said, quote, "If you cared about Medicare fraud or Medicaid fraud, you would kill Rick Scott." He was referring to a fine that Scott's former company Columbia HCA paid over Medicaid billing. After making that comment, Twitch suspended the streamer. He has about 3 million followers. This week, Piker said he was sorry and says he'll choose his words more carefully from now on. Well, an illegal immigrant from Honduras that killed a deputy in Pinellas County with a front end loader has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Prosecutor Elizabeth Constantine said Juan Molisalius left Deputy Michael Hartwick to die on the side of a road.
There's approximately 18 outgoing calls, and he receives approximately 34 incoming calls, none of which are to 911 to get help or assistance for the deputy.
Hardwick's friends and family made statements at the sentencing. Melina Salyas spoke through a translator saying he wished he could take back what he did. He'll likely face deportation after he completes the 12-year sentence. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop in Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still no accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling eastbound on 98 just east of Navarre Beach Bridge, almost to Windhaven Beach, we're seeing some delays there, about a 7 to 9 minute delay. Other than that, if you're heading over to East Milton from downtown Milton on Highway 90 eastbound, you're going to see some minor delays there. But other than that, traffic is rolling smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We will see a nice sunny day today with temperatures near 68 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 46. On Thursday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 62. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Keeping some clouds around on Friday with a high near 67. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 61. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. It is 61 in Pensacola. 59 in Gulf Breeze, 55 in Milton. Your next news at 7 o'clock, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. President Trump's 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and an additional 10% on China are officially in place. In response, Canada and China have since announced retaliatory tariffs, while Mexico said its response will come on Sunday. Treasury yields were higher this morning as investors consider the impact of President Trump's tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield rose more than 3 basis points to 4.244%. In its effort to attract visitors to the Crescent City, New Orleans and Company advertises on social media sites, sponsors major sporting events, and hosts travel writers from around the world. Now, the city's tourism marketing agency is trying a new approach, sponsoring a Broadway musical that debuts next month in New York City. The sponsored play is called Pirates, the Penzance Musical. Futures are slightly higher. Monday, the Dow Industrials lost 670. That's Your Money Now.
Peer opportunity is what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore MC Kevin's rhyme, because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Join the Great Southern Restaurant Group, home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They'll be discussing the Atlas Beverage Class, along with Five Sisters renovations, The World is Your Oyster at Atlas Oyster House, and Toast to the Coast on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
It reminds me of how I grew up. My dad was a lifelong Republican, my mom a lifelong Democrat. But it was never a big deal because we had shared values that were bigger than any one party.
I like Alyssa Slotkin. She's sharp. This is the Senate, the senator. She used to be in the House for about 6 years. She did the Democrat response. The opposite party response to the State of the Union or the joint, it's not a State of the Union when they just get elected. It's just a joint address. But in any case, it's basically the State of the Union. It's impossible to do the response speech. I don't know why you even do it. You can't win. you have no crowd, no interaction, no energy. It's like we just got done watching an hour and 40 minutes of, I mean, even the critics would have to agree, a master presenter, entertainer, you know, right? And he worked the crowd and did everything. I mean, there's like, you know, it's a master class in you know, whether you call it propaganda or persuasion, doesn't matter. The point is, very entertaining. Alyssa Slotkin comes on and, you know, she's like in the Hilton down the street in the, you know, second conference room. Trying to do a response, no crowd, no nothing, you know, no makeup guy. Like, it's just the worst. But I like her. I actually admire her. Some of her background is very interesting. You know, she worked in the CIA for a while. She worked for the Bush administration, worked for the Obama administration, in the State Department, in the Department of Defense. She was acting assistant SecDef for international affairs. I mean, she's no slouch, okay? She's sharp. So that doesn't mean I agree with her, but there were some interesting things to observe about this speech.
We just went through another fraught election season. Americans made it clear that prices are too high and that the government needs to be more responsive to their needs. America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. And we can make that change without forgetting who we are as a country and as a democracy.
I mean, that's something I would say. Think about if you watch this, and I know you may not have because it was, you know, you got to delay and wait for the exit from the room. And then eventually they cut away to the here's the Democrat, bleh, you know. And by the way, same for Republican. You know, think Marco Rubio. You can't win. Sip the water. You're done. Anyway. But, you know, he's turned out OK. Secretary of State. So there could be a future. But she starts off by saying, you know, my mom and dad didn't agree and it was OK. We got along, shared values. That's important. You know, that's somebody texted me and said, Andrew, I disagree with you all the time, but I like listening to you because you're reasonable. That's like my favorite compliment is if you disagree with me because I'm a conservative. I mean, that's easy. You know what I mean? It's the people who disagree and still think it's worth listening. Just like I love talking with people who disagree with me about stuff, as long as they're smart and reasonable and interesting. You know, I love Jon Stewart. Jon Stewart is a genius. I will always watch when Jon Stewart's on The Daily Show. And as far as I'm concerned, the rest of the show shouldn't exist. Just show the Monday show and everything else doesn't exist. I love people who disagree and are smart. Makes you think, right? So I'm totally with her on that. But it's an interesting tone shift. What was Biden or then Harris? What was the campaign premise? Everything's awesome. Everything's great. We're going to four more years. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing. The speech last night was, we agree it's messed up. They have abandoned the platform premise of the Harris-Waltz and before that the Biden campaign because they are acknowledged, rightly so. This is the one place where Democrats have learned something. They obviously didn't learn in the speech and a lot of other places, but they have learned that, you know what? If she at least has learned, we've got to admit things are a mess. And then it's a question of how do we fix it?
Because whether you're from Wyandotte or Wichita, most Americans share three core beliefs. That the middle class is the engine of our country, that strong national security protects us from harm, and that our democracy, no matter how messy, is unparalleled and worth fighting for.
Yep. Okay. Same. We're all good. That's fine. No controversy there.
And in order to expand and protect the middle class, we have to do a few basic things. We need to bring down the price of things we spend the most money on.
By drilling and exploring for oil and facilitating the ease of moving things around. And also by protecting American industry from, you know, hostile foreign tariffs and inappropriate market restrictions. That kind of stuff. Is that what you mean?
Groceries, housing, healthcare. We need to make more things in America with good-paying union jobs.
Which Trump just stole from you as an issue because of trade, because of the auto manufacturing, because of restoring America's production sector through tariffs in order to incentivize companies to come here and make stuff here. Is that what you mean?
And bring our supply chains back home from places like China.
I mean, just see previous comments. Like, that's... You know, she wants to have a point, but the president just explained or at least talked about some of the things that he wants to do. And she fell into the old trap of the, you know, give away to the wealthy friends and all that. And, you know, we do need a better government, but DOGE is terrible.
We need a more efficient government. You want to cut waste? I'll help you do it. But change doesn't need to be chaotic or make us less safe.
Okay, two thoughts on this. One is, again, abandoning the prior premise of the reelection campaign or the vice presidential campaign to be president. Like, everything's great. Everything is not great. Everybody knows it. And Biden was not in good health. The things they're sort of admitting now, right? But I have said the same thing, that the DOGE flamethrower, you know, chainsaw, napalm to everything approach is a dangerous approach. I do see the other side, though. And since I'm not in power, I'm going to have an opportunity to find out whether I was right or not, because we're going to see in a year. I mean, Trump is making the calls and Elon is implementing them, or Elon is making them and Trump is saying that's fine, whatever. There is an argument, and Trump has made this argument, that slow doesn't get it done. That when you go slow and methodical, all you do is give all of the corrupt, institutionalized and entrenched forces more power to dig in the embattlements and get prepared and find ways around what you're trying to do. You just lay waste to the whole thing and start over. At least you get the cuts. And they're going to include a lot of mistakes, like the people working on the avian flu and the people who are working on hurricanes and the people who are working on, maybe the people at Fort Pickens. You know, like, there's going to be a lot of that, too. So time will tell, right? That's really the issue. But then this is what was amazing. The finish of her speech, or maybe not quite the finish, but like 7 minutes in, is where it really went off the rails. And I don't know whether she thinks this or whether somebody convinced her to say it. I'll tell you in a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Generator Source, powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, 24/7 support. That's GeneratorSource.com. Still no accidents to let you know about, but we're starting to see some major delays on 98 eastbound. If you're going east of the Navarre Beach Bridge, expect about a 10 to 15 minute delay as traffic is starting to build up through that construction zone. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to get great advice, you want to get your questions answered, and you want a realtor who's going to help you ask better questions, because you don't need to know everything, but you want a realtor who does. Christina Leavenworth. I mean, this is what she does. She loves this. She is a nerd about it. She enjoys it. She loves talking to people about real estate and selling and buying homes, of course. In fact, it bothers her when a home doesn't sell. Like, I know from talking to her, she's like, man, it's no fun. And in fact, this is just kind of an odd little thing, but it helps you get a perspective on her perspective on things. She actually has said that her goal is not to list houses. Her goal is to sell houses. And so one of the things that she does when talking to people is, you know, hey, what are you trying to get out of this? How much do you want to sell it for? You know, what are you willing to sell it for? And if she doesn't think you have realistic expectations, which she will try to make sure you have realistic expectations, but if you don't, I mean, she just won't take you as a client. Because it's going to waste your time and her time, and it's going to be heartbreak for everybody, and nobody's going to wind up happy. Because just having a listing so you can say you have a listing is no good unless you really can sell the house, which is going to require you to be realistic about what can be done. I mean, I want somebody who's a subject matter expert to tell me, no, Andrew, that's not going to work. And that's what she will say, if that's appropriate. Or, no, that's a great idea. Let's go. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. All right, back to Alyssa Slotkin, Senator Slotkin, giving the Democrat response last night. A speech that, as these speeches go, I thought was actually quite good. And certainly, she is a formidable politician. You may see her running for president at some point. I don't know. I mean, she, in the 10 minutes I've known her, I found her to be quite good. she did make a mistake. I'll tell you what the mistake was in a second. Major mistake. But she kind of ended her speech talking about her background as a CIA analyst, as a you know, sec def person, as a State Department person. And it was kind of interesting.
I've lived and worked in many countries. I've seen democracies flicker out. I've seen what life is like when a government is rigged. You can't open a business without paying off a corrupt official. You can't criticize the guys in charge without getting a knock at the door in the middle of the night. So as much as we need to make our government more responsive to our lives today, don't for one moment fool yourself that democracy isn't precious and worth saving.
Which, of course, we all believe. I mean, we all believe that. But the first part of that, democracies can fall, corruption, bloat. What do you think DOGE is there for? Like, America is not some of these other countries where you got to bribe somebody to get your building permit. But there's a lot that's a mess in America. Now, I think of America in this regard the way I think of us historically. You know, we have a lot of problems, but we're still at least as good as, if not better than anybody else that's ever done this kind of thing. I mean, there's always going to be problems. But in my mind, what DOGE or the Trump approach is to try to root that stuff out, is to try to prevent that, is to try to facilitate permitting and processes to reduce, you know, the 10-year down to the 10-week or the 10-day, the way it should be, to eliminate all of this, like, institutional friction that really makes things so hard. And so I think he's trying to solve this problem. That's not the part where she messed up. The part where she messed up was this.
As a Cold War kid, I'm thankful it was Reagan and not Trump in office in the 1980s. Trump would have lost us the Cold War. Donald Trump's actions suggest that in his heart, he doesn't believe we're an exceptional nation.
What? He is always talking about America's capacity for greatness to be spectacular. And now, he might think that it's not being done right now because of government getting in the way, but I don't really know anybody else who is as pro-American exceptionalism as Trump is. Like, you just can't make this claim.
He clearly doesn't think we should lead the world.
What?
Look, America is not perfect, but I stand with the majority of Americans who believe we are still exceptional, unparalleled. And I would rather have American leadership over Chinese or Russian leadership any day of the week.
I heard that as a massive misfire misunderstanding. I don't even know how you say that. For somebody who otherwise is extraordinarily savvy, in my opinion, the 10 minutes I've known her and some of her resume. That did not land very well, at least in my opinion. 651 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Your text at 437-1620. Good moments, favorite moments, bad moments, terrible things, whatever you want to say. If I think it's interesting, I'll share it with the rest of everybody. And I do typically share a lot of that stuff with the rest of everybody as we go along, because I think it's kind of interesting when you guys want to participate, because that's the point. This is, you know, your show. And I love to hear you, especially if you disagree. I'll say it again. If you disagree with me, never bothers me. If you disagree and you're wrong, then I'm going to explain why you're wrong. And if you disagree and you're right, then I'm going to learn something. I'm going to become less wrong. Like, it's all win. I never mind when people disagree with me. I said this last week when you had the people criticizing me in the Santa Rosa County Commission public forum. Okay, cool. Because either they're right and I need to learn, or, you know, they're wrong, in which case they're wrong. I mean, why would you be bothered by people disagreeing with you? I don't know. That just always found, like, that's how you improve and make sure that you're on the right track. Your friends don't typically tell you enough of the things where you're wrong. You need critics, you know, to tell you the things that you're wrong. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay.
Sunbelt Conference basketball returns to Pensacola, Florida, March 4th for the men's and women's championships.
Cinderella finds a way.
Get your seats at the Pensacola Bay Center. Tickets are on sale now.
Puts it up.
The 2025 Sunbelt Basketball Championships from the stunning Florida Panhandle in Pensacola, March 4th through the 10th. Go to Ticketmaster.com for the best in college basketball postseason action.
Pensacola Little Theater is excited to present The Play That Goes Wrong, a side-splitting comedy that follows the mishaps of the Cornley Polytechnic Drama Society as they endeavor to perform a murder mystery play titled The Murder on Heversham Manor. However, everything that can go wrong goes wrong, culminating in a hilarious spectacle that will keep the audience in stitches from beginning to end. The show will run from March 7th to March 16th. You can secure your tickets for the show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
See, what we did was, we made a copy from two. And you know, sometimes you make a copy of a copy, it's not quite as sharp as, well, the original. Well, that's kind of what happened.
Don't say you love me.
Personally, other than I have not been indicated that we should be proud of the numbers. I can tell you that we're continuing to struggle with understanding how red lights work. So in the city, so that's all I know. But I have not actually even heard a real number yet. But we will get those to you next week. So we can give you that entire month, that sample size in February.
Yesterday, in his press conference, Mayor D.C. Reeves being asked about red light camera numbers, and they're basically going to come out every month as we're going to get them as a batch. So next week we'll get those. I will suggest this to him when he's on in an hour, that I think the city ought to put up a database online. Just, you know, show us which cameras are producing the most tickets. You know, how many were rejected or, you know, shown not to be by PPD observers. It seems like it'd be an easy enough thing. And we could track it over time. We could all see it happening in real time, you know. And you can put it up against the numbers that we found when we did the study to figure out where to put the red light cameras. So, and, you know, I would expect that he's like, Andrew, we're already working on this. Just simmer down. So, John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Simmer down. Anyway, no accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10 is rolling smoothly. I-110 looks good. 98, still seeing those delays. If you're around the Navarre Beach Bridge going eastbound, I'd say about a 7 to 10 minute delay. Expect that in there. Other than that, we're looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle and you want to give it like the good place to begin, could be the good place to finish too. Just depends on what you find. But I know the best place to begin is Frontier Motors. A great selection of good quality used vehicles, about 300 on the lot. You can really sample a lot of things side by side, see what you like, fiddle with the knobs, play with the heat and the air conditioning, and drive a few and, you know, just move the seat around. Like, it's funny. The stuff that really winds up making you miserable over time if you don't get it right is the stuff you didn't think to check before you bought. John's giving me the big old head nod, like, absolutely. Like that, and that's why I say is when you compare several different cars side by side, you notice things in the comparison, and then you'd be like, oh, well, I think I like that. I think I don't like that. Well, that's what you do. And, you know, also you don't have to drive around town and, you know, meet 18 different salespeople and remember which car was at which slot and which, just all in one place. Now, if they have what you want, buy it. Good quality used cars, buy it if they have it. If they don't have quite what you want, send them looking for it. They do that for people all the time. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Andrew, it wasn't the official Democrat response, but Senator Bernie Sanders had some reaction to Trump's address to Congress last night.
Trump spoke for over 90 minutes, although I must confess it seemed a lot longer than that. And he almost completely ignored the issues that are keeping working people up at night.
Sanders was one of several lawmakers that actually walked out of that address, though, when, was it Al Green?
Yes,
was kicked
Al Green.
Out, yeah, with the cane and the whole theatrical thing there. So he had left early from that.
You know, it's funny because we were about an hour into it, and I said, oh, come on. No more. But then when it was all done, I was like, wait, how long was that? Because it really got good at the end.
Oh, it did.
The last Absolutely. Half hour, I mean, good whether you agreed or not. It was interesting, you know, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. So, you know.
Speeches are always interesting when the president is more of a showman.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he really knows just how to put on a show with something like
and
that.
And, I mean, you have to say, Bernie, dear, compared to Biden, This was what exactly are you saying, son? All right, did you have anything else redone, sir?
Well, an ESPN staple is going off the air after 20 years on the network. The discussion and debate show Around the Horn apparently got canceled this week after 23 years on the network. It's going to be replaced with a shorter version of SportsCenter.
That's the one where they're all playing like Simon Fast Quips, you know.
Right.
Five people on the screen or whatever. I don't even have ESPN, so I mean, I subscribe to it for, you know, whenever I need it for a sporting event or something like that, and then I cancel it immediately. But even I know Around the Horn. So, okay, well, yeah, that is kind of been a staple for an awfully long time.